New FM as local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. Oh, sorry, should I say Happy Monday, Stephen? It's a little bit dusty and rough over there.
Yeah, I'm a little bit sore. It's okay. It's okay. We will push on.
Now, do you want to reveal to the boys and girls why you are a bit sore?
Well, it was just, it was kind of Hawk Silly Sunday yesterday. So, of course, I enjoyed myself a little bit, you know, just, yeah.
Okay, we'll get into the full details later. But what time did it start and what time did it end? These are my first and only question for now.
It started at 9:30.
In the morning? Okay.
Yeah. And then wrapped up for me.
What time was your last drink?
Probably 6:30. 6:30. Not too bad. I pulled the pin early.
Yeah, right.
Everyone was still charging. I thought for sure.
So 9 hours of drinking on a Sunday.
Still going strong as well. I thought for sure, everyone would be, well and truly done by then. Underestimated the resolve of the Cardiff Hawks Footy Club.
Well, that's why they're such.
That's why we've been so successful.
A tour de force in football.
Got a never quit attitude. That's love about the Footy Club.
How are you this morning, Jess?
Oh, tired, but not from a silly Sunday. So
yeah, right. How come you're tired? What did you get up to?
I went to Jimmy Rees last night at the Civic, and I didn't start till like 8:45.
Oh my God, that's well and truly past our bedtime.
Well and truly. Didn't get home till like, I don't even remember, was it 11? It might have been 11.
Spicy for you.
Oh, mate.
Everyone's tired today. Cremo, you're going to have to carry the ship, I think.
No worries. Hey, not a problem. We'll do that at a local news chat up next here at UFM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, UFM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, local fire services on high alert today.
Yeah, have been all weekend. This warm weather has already sparked some bushfires around the area. One in particular yesterday was out at Neath near Cessnock. About 60 hectares ended up going up in the bush out there. The Neath Hotel at one stage and some other homes and buildings were evacuated at one point. But then everyone was able to return, and the Neath Hotel were awesome yesterday. They were making sure there was water and food and everything available for emergency services who were attending that fire, which is an awesome example of the community spirit out there. But there's also was a fire out at Broke. There was one at Araring as well, and a couple of other places. And it's going to be hot today. Tomorrow, Wednesday, is going to be even hotter, tops about 35 in a lot of areas across the valley. So going to get very warm before it cools down on Thursday. So
stay alert. If you see a fire, just ring up and report it. It's really... it's actually a really easy process. You just call 000 and then they put you straight to the local fiery, fire station or whatever. And, process is very easy.
Exactly.
And, you've got to be on alert because it's been so wet this year. There's so much grass to burn now that it's hot, We've had that almost double jeopardy.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, stay alert. Moving on, changing pace a little bit to sport, Jess. Unfortunately, the night streak ended at 10.
It did. So, we were hoping that we would get through on Saturday, but unfortunately it didn't happen. We went down to the Warriors 40-10, which hurt a bit. I kind of stopped. I was listening to it in the car driving and I was like, oh, I don't want to listen anymore. It's just not sounding good.
Gave up on them.
I did.
Oh, jeez.
That's probably why.
That's probably what did it. But anyway, so all of our hopes now lie on the women over the weekend. The Broncos defeated the Dragons, so we're going to face them this Saturday in the semi-final, which is going to be at McDonald Jones Stadium, which will be a great day of footy, and fingers crossed we can get the girls across the line.
Fingers crossed indeed.
Yeah, there's still finals footy to be played for the Knights.
Exactly.
We're not in the off-season yet. Don't be going anywhere. Behind the Knights.
I mean, already minor premiers. Let's just go all the way and get the flag. That's what I say.
Exactly.
Sounds like a plan.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And with this amazing weather on the weekend, all I could say is barbecue season is back.
Oh, yeah, of course. Fire it up.
There's no greater joy. It was one of the great joys in life is cooking meat over charcoal. There's just something amazing about it. The flavour, everything. The neighbours with their head over the fence going, what are you cooking there?
And you're living the bachelor lifestyle as well at the moment, aren't you?
That's right.
So it's just you and your barbecue. A real romance story.
Oh, exactly. Deleting a couple of beers. Where'd that one go? A hole in the bottom of this one. Not again. All that sort of stuff. I did it both Saturday and Sunday. Like, amazing.
So your neighbours aren't the only ones curious about what was on the barbecue. I'm curious as well. What were you cooking up on the weekend?
All right, so I did some, like, chorizo and, like, tomato skewers.
Oh, yum.
Some mushrooms, zucchinis, a couple of lamb chops. I mean, it was just excellent.
Treat yourself for the weekend.
It's what it's all about. Living the good life, Steve. All I can say is get your barbecue out. You'll love it. New FM. And we head to Ireland for this next story.
Okay.
Over there, this astrophysicist enthusiast sort of person interested in the sciences, etc., is having a walk along the beach, perhaps, you know, pondering life's mysteries and the world that is out there.
All right. That's all speculation, but anyway.
It certainly is. Stumbles across this big crater on the beach.
Right, okay.
Big hole there. And in the bottom was this unusual-looking rock.
Oh, asteroid or something like that.
Well, he thought he discovered a meteorite.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. What? Find of a lifetime.
And people will flock to the beach to get a photo of that, to have a look at this big hole.
People
love that sort of stuff.
Oh, and the rock itself can be worth an absolute fortune because often they're full of rare metals
as well. Oh, okay. I wasn't aware of that. So there you go.
So very, very excited about the whole situation. Alerts the authorities. The news crews come down. They start reporting on the whole thing. And when they do, these two lads who were at the beach the few days before see this story on the news. They go, I recognise that beach. Isn't that just where we went on the week before?
Yeah.
What had happened is they'd taken their, like, kids' bucket and spade down there and...
No.
And they dug the hole just because they were bored at the beach for the day.
Get nicked.
So these news crews had all gotten there reporting, we've found an asteroid, it's hitting our local area. Absolutely wrong. It was just a couple of lads with a bucket and spade.
What about the rock down the bottom?
They just hit rock when they were digging down.
Oh, my God.
What are the chances?
I mean, I love, as much as any other bloke, digging a hole. It is good fun.
There's something about it. When you're at the beach, sometimes you just can't help yourself.
This hole is massive, though.
Yeah, like, well, they spent the day doing it. At the beach for the whole day. So, news crews fooled, astrophysicists fooled, and furthermore, they even have video of themselves digging it because it was such a big hole, they decided, oh, I'll film that, might put on TikTok later.
They shouldn't have come forward. They should have seen how far this went, you know, like, because it would have made international news beyond that as well, you know.
It's local beach. Yeah. Unreal. Anyway, if you see a large hole, it might not be an asteroid's done it. Might just be a couple of blokes with a kid's shovel and spade. New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome if you're just joining us. And if you want some free things, this is your opportunity, Stephen.
Well, that's it. Bright and early on your Monday. And if you are, you know, you haven't had your coffee yet or something like that, we make it nice and easy with this game called 3 of a Kind.
Yeah, so if you haven't heard it before, here's how it works. We give you three things and you just have to figure out what is the theme between those three things. But you can do it faster than your opponent and get a few points on the board, you win the prize.
Yeah, that's it. So if I would say to you, Crevo, for example, chocolate, vanilla, cookies and cream.
Crevo.
Go on.
It'd be ice cream flavours.
That would be correct, of course. 1 point on the board for you. Like you said, you have to get a couple points. It's first of two, best of three. The winner of that gets themselves this morning, Crevo.
All right, prizes. Listen up. Here we go.
Yeah, a double pass to see the movie of your choice at Event Cinemas Katara, Gold Class.
Oh, how good.
Gold Class.
Your free Gold Class tickets up for grabs.
So you can relax, unwind, and indulge in the luxury Gold Class at Event Cinemas Katara, the movie of your choice. Plus, of course, all callers on the show today in the draw for $100 fuel cards as well.
Fuel and Gold Class tickets, it's an absolute yes from me. Now, I'm having a look at the pictures of Gold Class. Wow, those seats look so comfortable.
Oh, you got a bit more room, don't you? Like, not only do you have more room, but more padding.
It's like the plaid leather, it's a recliner. Wow, this is fancy.
And if you do really want to treat yourself,
yeah,
you can get, like, food and drink delivered to your seat.
Oh, how fancy is that?
Let's meet our two contestants this morning. We'll go to Anna Bay first. Good morning, Mel. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. How was your weekend?
Oh,
you know, it was all right, just worked. But, yeah.
That's all right. Sometimes you got to get money to pay the bills, isn't it?
You got it.
All right. Well, up against Mel is William in Cessnock. Hey, William, how's your morning going?
Yeah, going good.
That's the way.
Cruising along.
On the way to work, done for the day, retired. What's your situation?
Done, finished.
Finished. I love that. Yeah. Excellent, excellent. All right, well, let's get a nice little bonus to wrap up the day then if we can, yeah?
Well, I hope so.
All right.
Fingers crossed. Of course, before we do that, though, a bit of housekeeping. Like Crevo said before, the scoring is first of two, best of three. Your name is your buzzer. So let's test everyone's buzzers first as well. Mel?
Mel.
Yep, lovely. William, you're next.
Will.
Yep.
Strong.
Mel and Will we have this morning. Best of luck to both our contestants. The first one I've got for you this morning is Welcome to the Jungle, November Rain, Sweet Child O' Mine.
Will.
Mel. Will quickest, I think.
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses is correct.
All right, there. One on the board to Will. Ooh, that was a bit louder than I expected. All right, next one, Stephen.
All right, next one I've got for the two of you is Hinge, Tinder, eHarmony.
Mel.
Will.
Mel
definitely quickest there.
Dating sites.
Dating sites is correct. Well done. So one apiece, which means Crevo.
Everything to play for here.
Here we go. All right.
It's suspenseful music's playing, but don't let that get to you.
For all the chockies, the last one I've got for you. Triceratops, Stegosaurus, T-Rex.
Mel quicker there.
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs is correct, of course.
You've got it. Gold class tickets all yours, plus both yourself and William in the draw for $100 fuel cards as well. Well done, guys.
Thank you.
Very welcome. And, of course, same time, same place. Now, Will, can we get you back tomorrow for another go?
Yeah, why not?
All right, there
why
we go.
Why not, indeed.
Indeed, indeed. And, of course, yeah, like I said, same time, same place. If you loved that game and wanted to get involved, don't miss it tomorrow. New FM.
And yesterday, Crevo, was Silly Sunday for the mighty Cardiff Hawks. So, I mean, I'm in the wars today. I'm feeling a bit rough, but all worth it because it was such a fun day. Went to Robbo's place. Now,
Robbo,
yeah, shout out to Robbo for, of course, hosting us all. I'm sure the cleanup today is not fun at all. I'm sure no one's volunteering to go over today and help either. So,
just like, does he have a house? Does he have an apartment?
He's got a house in Broadmeadow.
Okay.
And he's got like, the house is nice, but his man shed out the back is unbelievable. Like the stuff of dreams. So, he's got like a fair bit of lawn in the back of his house.
Yeah.
And then at the end of that lawn area,
it's a big man
massive
cave.
Massive man cave. This massive shed, basically. He's got like a home gym in there, a big TV screen.
Wow.
All the fridges, pool table, everything, you know?
It's like his
ping
own
pong
home,
table.
Home pub, basically.
Yeah. Wow. Stuff of dreams. I couldn't believe it. And I now know he's hosted the last couple years.
Why?
And I can see why. Yeah. Why he's putting his hand up. Because he's got the perfect space for it.
Robbo's place. Yeah, of course. Where else would we go?
So, all rocked up to Robbo's at about 9:30. Well, we had to be there before 9:30. 9:30 was cut off time, otherwise you're in the naughty corner.
Did anyone get cut off?
Yeah, well, a few people came late, which means you got sent to, yeah, we had like a naughty corner.
Oh, no.
Picketed out, you know, that was like you were banished to the naughty corner.
Wow. So, how long did you have to stay in there?
Oh, like, you rocked up late and you didn't get to come and say hi to anyone for your first 15 minutes. Had to sit there in isolation.
like COVID days.
Yeah, well, that's it. It was also, you also got sent there for doing silly stuff.
Ooh,
so,
okay.
I was the first member sent there.
Oh, really?
For doing, yeah, something silly.
What was that?
I say silly. I don't think this is, I don't know. I reckon I was falsely sent into isolation. Basically, what I did was we started playing beer pong.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? Instead of filling all the cups with everyone's drink and then cleaning them every round and, you know, like mixing them all up, let's fill them all with water. And then you can drink from your own cup or your own drink.
That seems pretty silly to me.
You reckon? That seems logical.
No, it's what are you doing that for?
Well, you know what?
It's water pong. I don't think so.
No, no, but you don't drink the water. You drink the lemonade from the can next to you, you know? It's more hygienic, and then you're not mixing all the stuff. The cups don't get so yucky, like.
Anyway, that's where you went.
Anyway, so yeah, I probably spent half an hour in solitary confinement, but my my punishment was doubled because, God, I was whinging about it, eh? I was trying to argue, and I shouldn't have argued. I should have just gone there.
Accepted it.
Yeah, you know, the democracy, I guess, well, the jury of the people had decided that I was going over.
Straight to the naughty corner.
So I should have just gone. But yeah, it was a good time, and everyone dressed up. There were some really nice costumes there as well.
What did you go as?
I went as, you seen the Scooby-Doo movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, Grandma Doo.
Oh, yeah.
So when he dresses up as the grandma to go on the plane.
Yeah, that's
what
right.
I did.
Yeah,
so
nice.
On Saturday, Siobhan and I went to all the op shops on Wall's End.
Yeah.
You know, they got them all
next to each other.
So we went and got the whole costume done for like $15 or something like that.
Smart.
But yeah, lots of really good costumes as well. A couple of people dressed up as like jockeys. There was, did you watch Prank Patrol growing up, Craver?
No.
Probably a bit after your time. But yeah, anyway, the Scotty and the Ninjas from Prank Patrol.
They were there?
They were there, yeah. Nice. No, everyone did really well. It was a really fun occasion. And
so you started at 9 in the morning. What time did you finish?
Yeah, I pulled myself out the trenches at about 6:30 because I knew I had to, you know, go home and get ready for work this morning.
So
guys were still going strong. I really underestimated the resolve of the Cardiff Footy Club.
So you had 9 hours of drinking still.
Yeah, fair effort.
Wow, that's a big, silly Sunday.
I'll tell you what, straight after this show, going home and having a nap.
Bit of sleep time. You're not going to help clean up?
Nah, I think Robbo will have it covered by then.
Oh, very good.
UFM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos. UFM.
Revo, just over a week ago, you and I had the honour of being involved in the My Matters Ball.
That's right, now, raising well-needed funds for mental health. So
yeah,
Lifeline
AOK is the two major, I guess, organisations in which this money goes to. Set up by Lockie McTaggart, who's an AOK ambassador here in the Hunter, and a really fun night. So we had it at Next Club, it was good, lots of people there, and wallets were open. You know, people were happy to be spending money on raffle tickets and certain auction items, etc., etc. The official figure is in on how much they made this year, Carivo.
Now, this is a bit... Does it deserve a drum roll, do you reckon?
If you got one handy.
Of course I do.
All right, the official figure is, Carivo, $64,550.57.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Unbelievable. $64,000.
All, and you know what? It goes to Lifeline, but it goes to Lifeline Hunter as well. So that money is going right back into our local community. So, wow, what a great night and what a great thing to be involved in.
And that's it. And everyone who is involved in that organisational process, they should all be so proud.
Plus the companies that gave all the stuff for the auction and all of the prizes and everything. Of course, we're thankful for them as well.
Well, that's it. Everyone give yourself a big pat on the back, I suppose, because you've done a great job and the figure is proof in the pudding.
Yeah.
All your hard work and all your generosity has really done something special.
Yeah, that's it. Onwards and upwards, and hopefully we can smash it again next year. That's all I'll say.
I reckon we can.
New FM.
And Crevo, once again, I come to you to help settle a debate from the Charlestown Castle.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, my partner, Siobhan, and I, a bit of a tiff over the weekend over our weekly shop. Right, so
what's going on?
No, nothing sinister, really. Well, not that I think, but anyway, we've done our weekly shop, and as we're putting away, you know, all the produce back into the fridge, you know, you got put your milk away, put bread away, all that sort of stuff
from the counter,
and we're putting fruit and veg away. And just, you know, as it was sitting there, I just decided to eat a grape, which we'd bought, which I thought was fine. You know, I had the packet of grapes, put it in the fridge.
A little bag with two handles.
Like a bachelor's handbag, but with grapes in it instead of a cooked chook.
Yeah.
And as I was putting it away, I just went, you know what, I'm going to nick a grape from it, which I thought was fine.
Innocent.
Well, so I thought, but apparently I'm in the wrong because you got to wash all your fruit and veg before you consume it.
So this is what your partner, Siobhan, is saying.
Yeah, so she's saying, you know, and more, you know, to, like, add to that, furthermore, should be washing all the fruit and veg before we put it away in the fridge anyway.
This
seems like too much of a hassle, right?
Yeah, my wife is very much a fruit washer.
Yes. You wouldn't be a fruit washer, though.
Give me any of that fruit straight out of the tin, you know?
It's how you build a good immune system,
you know?
Eat a bit of dirt.
In fact, with her being away at the moment, me living the bachelor life, I've very much enjoyed just eating stuff straight out the punnet. It's absolutely not a problem.
You take it for granted, don't you? Stuff like that.
I'm still alive. This morning, I ate heaps of fruit on the weekend. Didn't wash a single bit of it.
Well, there you go. So you and I in the same boat here. But I thought I'd bring in, for another perspective, Jess from the newsroom, our favourite journalist. I reckon, Jess, you're a fruit washer.
I was thinking about it, and it's often a bit of an afterthought. Like, I wash strawberries and blueberries because I remember I did that yesterday, but apples I don't wash. Veggies, I don't think I've ever washed, only, like, potatoes if you've got to get the dirt off.
And, you peel them anyway.
Well, no, you don't.
Well, that's okay. Save that for tomorrow's show.
All right, you don't peel
your vegetables, you weirdo.
That's another big debate we'll get onto.
But, yeah, not really.
Yeah, all right. Well, so you're in between. Some not.
Yeah, don't know why.
That's anarchy.
Yeah, that's just, you don't
know
what you're doing.
You know, I don't know. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
don't like fence sitters. But this is what I thought. I need to, you know, solve this debate that's happening in the Charlestown Castle.
Well, you and I think it's absolutely fine to never wash a single piece of fruit. I could never wash one again. I reckon I'll be fine.
You lasted how many years not washing fruit and you're fine.
Exactly.
That's it. It's how you build a good immune system. That's what I've been trying to argue anyway. But 4967 4105, help settle this once and for all in Charlestown Castle. Fruit washing. Are you a fruit washer or are you happy just to leave it like Crevo and I?
Yeah, and we've got the $100 fuel cards up for grabs just for getting involved. Now, here's another thing that I've been told, right, by fruit washers. And they're a whole gang. They're a whole thing to themselves.
Yeah, okay.
Right? This is what I've been told. Oh, there's all chemicals left on the fruit.
Oh.
Whatever.
Where?
Exactly. What's wrong with a couple of chemicals anyway? We're all chemistry anyway. We're all carbon and whatnot anyway. That's what I say. They go, oh, you can't have that. It's full of chemicals. What, and a few drops of water is going to solve that, is it? Well, that's what they say.
Yeah, ridiculous. Help me solve this. 4967 4105. Like Carivo said, let's settle this once and for all. First go to Matteo. Morning, Gabby. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are flying for a Monday morning. Now, tell us, what's your thoughts on this?
I feel a deep sense of guilt in that I do not wash my fruit despite all of my mum's nagging throughout my life. I continue to just go straight into the fruit and berries. So.
Straight in. Doesn't bother you.
No, it deep down bothers me, but that isn't enough to actually change my behaviour.
And do you think part of this behaviour is revolting? Because, you know, your mum has told you that, you're doing it just to spite her.
A little bit, yeah. There's a little bit of rebellion going on, you're right.
Oh, well, that's it. You got to do that. You got to live your, I guess, rebellious teen phase all the way through life. Don't let that stop you, Gabby.
Indeed. All right, next we go to Cameron Park. Aaron, what are your thoughts on this?
Hey, guys, how are you going?
Very well, mate.
All right, so I'm sort of the fence sitter, you know. I will wash some things, won't wash others, but I've got a really good story for you of a friend a few years ago that ended up in ICU in hospital because they cut a watermelon up, and the dirt from the watermelon on the outside of the skin, when they've put the knife through, it's got to the inside of the watermelon that you actually eat.
Yeah.
And they ended up with a serious bacterial infection. Had to be on IV antibiotics, and whereas in ICU, they almost died, so...
Whoa.
My favourite part of this story, Aaron, is that you've heard that, and you've seen that anecdotal evidence, and you're still like, can't be bothered washing it sometimes.
I always think about it, so watermelon is definitely off the table, like I always wash that, but it freaks me out when you go to the supermarket and you get those, you know, pre-cut pieces.
Yeah,
where has that knife been? How many pieces of fruit have they cut through before they cut your piece of fruit?
Great question.
That's unbelievable. I can't believe that he's had a friend who's been to ICU because of not washing a fruit, and he's like, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. That's unbelievable.
All right, so we're basically at two don't at this point.
Yeah.
We'll do one more. Cameron Park. Larissa, what are your thoughts on this?
Oh, you have to wash absolutely everything.
Oh, really? So you're on Siobhan's side on this one.
Oh, well, think about all the people that go through the shopping centre. They're coughing on the grapes. They're sneezing on the, you know, berries. It's just, oh, no, you have to wash everything.
Larissa, you make a great point. but it is a lot of hassle. I don't think I'm going to change my ways.
All right, so we had one vote in the end saying wash everything. Stephen not convinced. New FM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And Crevo, I'm not sure if this is news to me or if it's going to be news to the broader public as well.
Okay.
But I was trying to figure out when school holidays start, because when you're not in the system anymore, you kind of get lost in where it all falls and when it all happens. So I knew it was coming up soon. So I thought, you know, I'm going to have a look and see whereabouts school holidays are. And if you go on the New South Wales government website,
yeah.
Do you know they've got a live tracker when the next school holidays are? No, like a live countdown.
Well, that's a bit of fun, isn't it?
It's like a kid before Christmas. So at the moment, next school holidays, 6 days, 18 hours and 55 minutes away. Oh, wait, no, 54. Like, it's a live countdown.
Oh, that's fun.
So, yeah, if, I don't know. I wish this was around when I was in school.
I would have had it as an app.
Like, well, that's it. Sure, you can get like a widget or something on your laptop or on your, yeah, on your phone.
It would have been my home screen if there was no widget. Like, what, you know when you open, like, your internet browser, first home screen? That's what it'd be every time.
And then you'd be like, yes, you know, school holidays are so close.
I know. And time goes slower as you get closer. Like, you're getting closer and closer. This day's dragging on forever.
Yeah, well, that's it. No, I think it's a lot of fun. So, like I said, you can find it on the New South Wales government website. Just look up the school holidays there. Live tracker. Unreal. Bit of fun to get you through to, you know, I guess you crawl into the school holidays now. This will help get you there. And, Crevo, no secret, of course, that stress can lead people to do some silly things, right?
Oh, sure.
Like, when emotions are high like that, you kind of lose your inhibitions and sometimes you make some decisions that are perhaps regrettable.
Sure.
This is what happened to a bride, her name is Penny, right?
Okay.
So, lots of stress of planning a wedding and making sure, you know, the day goes off without a hitch and everyone's happy and catered for, et cetera, et cetera.
Some people spend a year of their lives in full stress mode dealing with all that.
Well, that's exactly what Penny's done, right? Mm. And one of the biggest stresses of her big day, well, she wanted to make sure she looked really good for her wedding, of course. That's, you know, a normal thing to, I guess, feel.
Standard, yeah.
But she wanted to do so and make sure that she looked better than her bridesmaids. She was really worried about this. So her bridesmaids were her two sisters.
Oh, okay.
Now, in her words, Penny's always been the most plain-looking of the three sisters.
Right.
And she wanted this to not be the case on her wedding day. She wanted to make sure she outshone her sisters, even if it was just for one day.
Luckily, she's wearing a wedding dress. Looks different.
Well, that's it. So that, you know, but that's not enough for Penny. So she's admitted that she forced her fair-skinned, blonde-headed sisters to buy neon yellow bridesmaid dresses to, like, wash them out, make them look slightly ill, is what she said. That was the first...
Slightly ill?
That was the first step of her plan.
Oh, my God.
But worse than that, and for a bit of context, the three sisters were living together during this engagement period before the wedding.
Okay.
Every morning, she insisted on making breakfast smoothies for everyone in the bridal party, right? So she told, you know, her sisters, I want us all to look our best for the big day, and I was making special slimming smoothies. But she went as far as buying weight loss shake and emptying the contents, filling it instead with a mega weight gain protein shake, which she found from a bodybuilding shop, and giving it to her sisters. She was trying to, like, fatten them up, plump them up.
Oh, my God. So she was making them, trying to make them look fatter, so she looks slimmer.
Exactly. Makes her look better. So
sounds like a really healthy family relationship.
Absolutely not
it?
At all. By the month before the wedding, she was adding triple the prescribed amount to her sister's smoothies in the morning and leaving hers as fruit and coconut water. So, of course, she was, like, slimming down.
Yeah.
They were plumping up. Like pigs going to slaughter, you know? Like, she really fattened them up. And the week before the wedding, her two sisters had to go and get their dresses altered.
Oh,
they couldn't fit in them anymore.
Well, at this point, she's thinking, she's rubbing her hands together, going, I've done my job here.
Well, she's so proud of herself as well. She's gone, for my big wedding day, not once not feel like the centre of attention. You would have been the centre of attention anyway.
That's
it's your wedding.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Right.
You're right, though. A look into this family's relationship can't be a healthy one, can it?
So messed up.
I understand some healthy sibling rivalry, you know?
Sure.
But, like, there's sibling rivalry And then there's that.
They're your bridesmaids. They're going to be your support. Like, wow, is all I can say. Good luck to that family, because it sounds like it's an absolutely awful place to be.
I agree.
I'll have none of it.
And, Crevo, unfortunately, the Knights' winning streak came to an end on the weekend.
But I know.
Yeah, I know. It is sad, but they won 10 in a row.
And it's huge.
And the thing, you know, like, what this team has done for the town over the last couple of weeks has been unbelievable. Knights' fever is palpable. It's in the air.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, while their run is finished, the girls are still going. They've got the finals that start this weekend.
Yeah.
But I thought what we should do as, you know, a team here at New FM is try and find a way to immortalise these Knights, because they have, you know, done so much for camaraderie around Newcastle, and it's all everyone seems to be talking about. Such a great icebreaker at the moment. You see those Knights on the weekend? You know, of course everyone's seen it.
Yeah.
It's brought the whole town together. So I thought let's immortalise them in, like, menu items, I guess, like food or drink for establishments across Newcastle.
And it's a way to, like, as well, keep the Knights, I guess, support going, you know,
through the off-season.
That's right,
and
getting
all that
ready for next year.
So, across the team, I thought we'd come up with a couple suggestions for menu items we'd like to see that are obviously Knights-based. So,
sure.
I'll start.
Yeah.
I was actually at your shop a couple of weeks ago, Crevo. I was borrowing your van, so thanks very much for that. I was doing
pleasure.
A bit of a move.
Pleasure.
And while I was there in Hamilton there on Clyde Street, drove past Elmer's, which is such a nice cafe.
Lovely.
And I've eaten there a few times. Always great food. But it got me thinking about maybe how we could implement the Knights into Elmer's, right?
Okay.
So one of the top menu items is their field mushroom toast, right?
Okay, yep.
So I thought, this is a bit of a stretch, but instead of their field mushroom toast, how about their field Greg Marzu toast?
Oh, I like that. Yep.
A little, kind of a little bit of a part, a bit of a stretch,
it's
I'll
a
admit.
A long bow,
yeah.
But I'll give it to you.
A bow nonetheless.
Yeah.
And while we're there as well, I spoke about, of course, the girls are still well and truly in the finals, huh?
Sure.
Their finals campaign starts on the weekend. They got loose leaf tea. Why don't we just have Yasmin tea?
I like that.
For Yasmin Clydesdale instead of Jasmine.
Very nice. Should we go to producer Scott next?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he can get involved. I'm sure he's been thinking hard behind the scenes. What have you got for us, Scott?
Gents, I've got a couple. I reckon any of our great cafes right across Newcastle and the Hunt can use these ones. I personally like Ties in Tides Hill. I love going to Praise Joe. So if Praise Joe's put this one in, happy days.
All right.
How about like a 5-pack of Danish Gagais?
Danish. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I like it. It took me a while to get there,
but I
did get there.
Or you can pick up a ham and cheese Phoenix croissant.
Oh, that's better. I prefer that one. I'll give you that. So this is one I thought, you know, one of the, I guess, Italian restaurants I like to go to is Sapori at Taylor's, which is on Beaumont Street there.
Right, okay.
And I thought, you know what, maybe we can have some drinks named after them. So I thought maybe your wine of the day could be your Adamo wine.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Like a lovely red Shiraz or something. Or perhaps you want maybe something a bit lighter for the summer months coming up, right? So what about a Lockie Aperol Spritz Gibbon?
Oh, dearie me. There is some long, long bows being drawn today. But look, we just want to, once again, you know, celebrate the season that was for the Knights and, you know, wish the girls all the best of luck for their finals campaign starting this weekend.
I know. Good luck to the girls. You got this. New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
And Crevo, we are in the final days for New FM's Star Spa. Of course, a $10,000 six-seat spa up for grabs, thanks to our friends at Just Spas Newcastle. And another celebrity jumps in with you and I after 8 o'clock.
And you don't want to miss these last few days. If you're not in the draw yet, you snooze, you lose. You're out. So you've got to be listening at all times.
I mean, have a look at the weekend that's just gone. Oh, my God. Can you imagine if you had a spa in your backyard?
Oof,
that would have helped with the heat, eh?
Be so nice.
Well, they reckon Wednesday, Jess was saying before, it's going to be 35 on Wednesday.
That's
hot. Scorching, isn't it?
It's
only going to get hotter. And if you want to beat that heat, no better way than a $10,000 spa. Thanks to our friends at Just Spas Newcastle. Like we said, New FM's Star Spa, oh my God, plays after 8.
And Stephen, this video going viral of this lady on an aeroplane. So it's filmed from behind. Somebody's seen a few seats ahead. This lady, she's got, you know those little vents that you turn the little nozzle so that you get some airflow onto your seat?
Yeah, you got like a little personalised fan almost per seat. Yeah,
a little fan aircon thing, right? Yeah. So you can, you know, screw it open, screw it closed, depending on how much airflow you want. She's obviously turned it on full, and then she's holding her wet underwear up to the fan to dry it.
Ah, no, no, no.
I mean, that is...
So many questions, isn't
in a
there?
Word. I've got one word for it.
Disgusting.
Yeah, disgusting indeed. That is the correct word to use in this situation. There's so many questions, isn't there? And almost, I feel like in this scenario, ignorance is bliss.
You don't want to know why.
Oh, I don't want to know the answers to these questions.
It's something about aeroplanes that just switches off society's rules.
It's a jungle, isn't it?
It is wild. It's as if because we're, I guess, flying over international waters in international airspace, people think, oh, the law doesn't apply here because we're in international airspace. I can just do whatever I want.
And, of course, it's like the societal law that you're talking about here.
Breaks
things
down.
That, yeah, things that people would never consider doing normally.
Yep.
They think this feel is fair play on an aeroplane.
Letting off gas, taking off their shoes. All this stuff just happens everywhere.
Well, I remember once, I think I was going... like Perth to Denpasar or something like that. Sure. The flight doesn't really matter. What you do need to know, though, is that the flight was boarding at 20 to 6.
In the morning?
In the morning.
Okay.
For a 10 past 6 takeoff.
Sure.
So early. Anyway, the flight takes off on time, a miracle, I know, but we are in the air at 10 past 6. And, you know, we're doing our takeoff, and then the seatbelt sign comes off. And as soon as the seatbelt sign comes off, guy next to me, I kid you not, pulls from his backpack just a can of John West tuna. And a fork. Just starts eating it.
Oh, right next to you.
Like 3 hour flight or something. Oh. 20 minutes into it. He's just, all he's eating is tuna. Unbelievable. And the guy next to it, me as well. I was in the middle.
Okay.
So the guy either side of me, one of them's having this tuna. The other one, not as bad, but it's got like this salami and radish sandwich. Who has radish in a sandwich?
Well, that's a great question. And it, once again, just gross stuff happening on aeroplanes.
Yuck.
And that's what we want to do here. 4967-4105. What gross thing have you seen on an aeroplane? Because like we said, it's as if society's rules just disappear.
Breaks down, doesn't it?
It's something. It's like a vacuum for rules. To Carter first. Katie, what's the grossest thing you've seen on a plane?
Well, essentially, a cheap flight is like those Walmart memes when you see all those shoppers in there dressed appallingly and it's so gross. I guess I, being young and naive, jumped on a Tiger flight sale and thought, oh, this is going to be so great, and I get on there and it's like everybody else has also jumped on that cheap sale and it's horrendous. There's the wardrobe, it's like where to go to if you want to dress up but not dress up.
Opposite. You're seeing parts of the body that shouldn't be shown on a plane is what you're saying.
And you're smelling it all too.
Oh, yuck. It's some fashion crimes, some hygiene crimes going on some Tiger flights apparently.
Mm-hmm.
There all you right. go.
Next to
Singleton. Yeah, morning Sam. What's the grossest thing you've seen on a plane?
Someone chewing their toenail.
Excuse me?
Yuck.
All right, set the scene, tell us the story.
Just a long flight, I think it was 12-hour flight or something, straight away pretty much after we've launched, lift his foot up to his mouth and chews his toenail.
I mean,
yuck.
First of all, you got to be slightly impressed by the yoga move.
Yeah, the dexterity is quite impressive.
At first you're going, oh, we're getting a free dinner and a show here. And then, then you realise he's sorting his own dinner out, which is just disgusting.
It's just, like, disgusting. I can't even,
How long ago was this?
It was a couple of years ago, but it's every time I think of a flight or catching a plane, that is the first thing that comes to my mind.
You'll never forget it, and neither will I don't think.
There's so many things. First of all, you've got to take your shoes off to then access the toenails, don't you?
And socks.
So that's like the first crime, and then I know these cheap flights don't provide a meal, but you can buy like a packet of crisps. I know it's expensive, like $8 or something on the flight. Better than your toenails, though.
Can I have a Subway? Doesn't cost that much, does it?
Oh, gross.
thanks to Just Spas Newcastle, Australia's leader in spas, swim spas, infrared saunas and the urban pool. Welcome to the new FM Star Spa.
Oh, Stephen, I'm feeling relaxed this morning. Now, you're a little bit hungover from Silly Sunday.
A little bit, yeah. I'm a bit worse for wear, admittedly.
I bet the spa's making you feel better, though, now we've hopped in.
Oh, a bit of hydrotherapy, if you don't mind. Mm. I'm feeling much better. I feel lighter.
Yeah. All of your, I guess, symptoms washed away, if you will.
Exactly.
And you, too, could be doing this with your own spa. This thing's worth $10,000.
Yeah, six-seat luxury spa, thanks to our friends at Just Spas Newcastle. They're Australia's leader in spas, swim spas, infrared saunas and the urban pool. And, of course, we're trying to get as many Novocastrians in the draw to win this thing because it is the final couple days of New FM's Star Spa.
And they're so generous to set it up in the studio as well and then, like, take it down each time. Like, it's very generous of them. Hopping in the spa with us now is another celebrity.
Yeah.
Of course, your job to figure out who it is.
Yeah, so 4967-4105 is the magic number to call and try and identify this celebrity who's plonked in the spa with you and I, Krivo.
Remember, final days. Here we go.
I study and I find what works, and I take that to a new level. Stamp my name on it. There it is.
All right, 4967-4105 is that magic number. Of course, it is a new week, a new start in the spa with you and I. And like you said before, Krivo, it is the final day. So if you want to get in the draw for this $10,000 spa, thanks to our friends at Just Spas Newcastle, 4967-4105. And of course, identify the star in New FM's Star Spa, like Kate in Kitchener is trying to do this morning. Hey, Kate, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well. Did you have a good weekend?
I enjoyed the hot weather, which was good.
Mm, yeah, that's good.
We enjoyed a bit more with a spa, hey?
And that would be great.
Yeah, well, let's try and get you in the draw for this $10,000 spa. Thanks to our friends at Just Spas Newcastle. What we'll do, Kate, is play this audio for you again one more time and then push you for an answer. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right, best of luck. Here we go.
I study and I find what works, and I take that to a new level. Stamp my name on it. There it is.
All right, Kate. Who do you think the star is in New FM's Star Spa?
I'm going to guess Kelly Clarkson.
All right, Kelly Clarkson. Guessed Kelly Clarkson correct, Krivo?
Unfortunately not. Sorry. Better luck next time.
Yeah, and of course, plenty more chances to play right throughout the day. So make sure you keep New FM loaded, ready to go.
That's right. Listening at all times as that celebrity will be staying in the spa with us here at New FM.
The Novos. What's the goss? New FM.
All right, producer Scott, some local music news this morning.
Yeah, look, I'm going to be a bit of a Debbie Downer to start us off with because some sad news coming out of the weekend. Paul Wasine from the Screaming Jets, Newcastle founded band, passed away, unfortunately.
I did see that, yeah.
Awful news.
Tributes flowing over the weekend as well. Rightfully so.
Everywhere, yeah. It was all over the socials. The band actually released a statement about it. They're obviously very heartbroken, so condolences to the family and those affected. And just music lovers everywhere. Really is tough.
Well, that's it. Not only an iconic Newcastle band, but an iconic Australian band.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure. Like, people all around Australia would be talking about this and, you know, playing their music this week in tribute, no doubt.
Yeah, changed the pub rock scene. That's a given, that's for sure. Mm. Other sad news, that festival, the pin's been pulled once again.
Yeah, saw that. Due to low ticket sales, I think, is what the rumours are going around.
Well, low ticket sales, I was reading that it was to do with the current state of the economy. So it could be a whole bunch of issues.
Yeah.
In essence, it's the bottom line. It's money.
Ticket sales, not enough maybe, and maybe they were too expensive or, I mean, cost of living's high. There's no doubt about that. Mm.
That's it. Maybe people just don't have that luxury money anymore, you know, disposable cash to spend on luxury items like a festival.
No, for sure. And I think that it's reminiscent of last year where the same thing happened 2 months out from the event. They pulled the pin. And punters online are saying that that's great that you're offering refunds for my tickets, but what about refunds for my accommodation? What about refunds for my flights? Because two venues for this, that one obviously local at Wickham Park, the other one was in Queensland somewhere. So people are tripping around the country to get and see the likes of Gang Youth, Porter Robinson, Alex Leahy that are going to be performing. Now the pin's been pulled. Do you still go on your trip?
Great question.
You're going to have to because you're not going to get refunded for that.
That's true. You've already booked leave probably.
Yeah.
Still sucks though if you're one of those punters who's done that, you know, got a trip booked to Queensland based on that. You'd be fuming, wouldn't you?
Yeah, rough for all the Newcastle bars and that as well who hopefully would have seen...
Make some money off the weekend.
Off the weekend, yeah.
Oh, it would have been massive, massive coin in there. And gents, touching very quickly in Tinseltown, we'll rush through this quickly. Russell Brand, a whole bunch of allegations regarding abuse and assault have been piled against him. Historical allegations. Can't state that clearly enough. It is allegations at this stage. Mm. He's making jokes about it at his latest stand-up show.
Oh,
so
God.
Is that good? Is that bad? Watch this space in terms of Russell Brand.
Katy Perry in the firing line for that as well. I'm not sure if you saw this, but...
I just saw headlines, so I don't know about it. What's going on there?
No, basically she's come out and said that she knew a long time ago. Yeah. So
wow.
Like, people are like, why haven't you brought this to light? Why are you keeping that a secret, you know?
Great question.
Yeah, so, she's in the firing line for this situation as well. But like you said, allegations at this stage.
Yes,
so.
There's been a lot of, who knew that apparently it was all very hush-hush covered up. We move on. And Deborah Lee Furness and Hugh Jackman have called it quits after 27 years. News breaking.
Oh, that's a sad story.
Have you got any good news for us this morning, Scott? What's going on?
That I'm here. That's the good news.
He's wrapped it on good news, and we'll finish it there. New FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast.
So, Stephen, yesterday you had your silly Sunday, yeah? And it went into the night.
Yeah.
Around 10 o'clock last night, is there reports of anyone going missing from the group?
Not that I've heard of. Why is that?
Because I was just browsing through Reddit. About 10 o'clock last night, this post went up in the Newcastle one. Shout out to the young man being questioned by police near the Stag and Hunter with no clothes on. Can you remember where you left them?
Oh, dear.
Somebody has lost their clothes. People in the comments asking maybe it was his birthday, running around in his birthday suit, or it's washing day, that sort of thing. Apparently, he did find his underwear, which was good.
Oh, that's nice to know. He's had a far sillier Sunday than me, by the sounds of it, hasn't he?
You kept all your clothes on, which is excellent.
More local goss coming up next, because there's a bit of, a debate bubbling in the Charlestown Facebook group, near where the Charlestown Castle is. Reveal the details next and get your thoughts on it, Creevo. And a bit of a debate bubbling along in the background of the Charlestown Facebook group, the Cohiba Charlestown New South Wales 2290 represent Facebook group, which of course I'm a part of now, being in the Charlestown Castle.
Well, you'd be one of the... Well, you'd be
top
king.
Contributor. Yeah, absolutely.
As king of your own castle.
Well, if anything happens in Charlestown, I need to know about it, being That's the king, right. Of course. So anyway, I've joined this Facebook group, and it is handy, you know, to know what's going on in the area, any events happening, like restaurants, etc. But there's also a bit of an argument going on, which I alluded to earlier. And I'll give you the post now and then tell you some of the comments that are being thrown around.
All right, I'll respond.
But basically, anyway, this gentleman has written in the chat, anyone else at all concerned with all the Airbnb rentals being advertised in our little village lately? That's how he starts. He then goes on to continue and talk about how a few of his neighbours have recently been booking out their residence as Airbnbs.
Okay.
And, you know, he's like, oh, not normally a problem, but there's been some parties thrown while they've been Airbnbs. It's been an inconvenience to myself. Basically, he's called the Wambulance, I think. He's sooking it up.
Mm.
And he's saying that his neighbours should ask him for permission before renting out their house.
I mean, I don't think legally you don't need to, do you?
No, and like maybe he's right. Maybe, you know, like it'd be, I guess, the polite thing to do to just let them know. But again, I wouldn't be asking for permission. I'd be saying, hey, mate.
Just letting you know.
This is happening. I would not be asking.
I don't think you need to ask because it's like if... It's not the law, so who cares, right?
And also, it's your house. You've paid for it.
Yeah,
you
true.
You can do what you want with it.
You want to rent it out? Go for it.
I mean, it's different as well if you're already renting and then you can't, like, sublease and, no, like, I don't know, that becomes,
chat.
Yeah, that becomes all
separate
messy.
Conversation.
But these people own their houses. They can use them in whatever fashion they see fit. That's what I believe anyway. I think you are on a similar vein of thought.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess what the question is here is, do you need to ask your neighbours before you Airbnb? That's what he's saying, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. He's not getting a lot of support in the comments. Most of the, I'd say probably 70% of the comments are saying you're being a bit precious.
Maybe we don't understand, though, what it's like to live around Airbnbs. You know, maybe we're not used to it or we don't know what... Maybe we're missing something here.
So, well, it's hard to feel empathy for this gentleman because you're right, you and I haven't had to experience this. I've never lived next to an Airbnb.
Maybe if they're partying every weekend, it is really annoying, but I don't know.
Well, help us settle this debate in the Charlestown Facebook group, 49674105, because I've got some very angry neighbours. So what we are asking, do you need to ask for permission before you rent out your house? It's like an Airbnb or, you know, an overnight stay, whatever.
Or is it your house, do what you want? I guess is the flip side.
Yeah, and of course, for helping us settle this debate, $100 fuel cards up for grabs this morning. I mean, cure your Monday blues, won't it?
Oh, the price of petrol at the moment, huge, right? Maybe if you've got an Airbnb next to you, you've got a bit of experience with this. We'd love to hear your stories as well.
Let's go to Carrington first. Morning, Roxanne. How are you?
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, very well. Now, tell us, what are your thoughts on this whole Airbnb situation?
I actually work for an Airbnb company in town.
Right, okay.
We have 10 apartments, but we have some very strict neighbours. One lady actually has tried to chase us out of our apartment because she believes we're contributing to the homeless count in town.
Oh, what?
That doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel fair on you.
The only 10 apartments we have in the whole of town, and she's saying we're the major cause of homelessness in Newcastle, so...
Well, it's blatantly not true, is it?
No, it's definitely not, and if she wanted to rent it out, just come to us and we'll rent it to her anytime. yeah, it's a hard industry to work in because everyone has mixed opinions on it. So.
Interesting. Yeah, it's a bit of a divide and, you know, Roxanne is really on the coalface of it, doing the work for this company. Interesting stuff.
And that's exactly what we needed, another perspective, perhaps one you and I don't have, Crevo.
Sure.
We'll go next to Metford. Morning, Michelle. What are your thoughts on this whole scenario?
Well, be courteous, yeah, sure, and let them know, but definitely not have to get their permission.
Yeah, it's your house, you can do what you want, yeah?
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's the silly...
All right, there we go.
People very silly out there.
There's plenty of them. We've seen them all around. I guess, look, most people just saying that, if it's your house, you can do what you want. Bit of courteousness doesn't hurt.
And it was a similar, I guess the comments were the same on this post. Probably about 70% of people had similar thought to both Michelle and Roxanne that, you know, maybe it is courteous to ask, perhaps.
Well, let them know.
You certainly don't have to, though.
Yeah, interesting stuff. And look, it's a debate that does divide a few people around because, as was spoken about there before, I guess it does contribute in some way to reducing rentals around and that sort of thing.
Touchy subject.
That's us done for today, though. Before we do go, we have to award caller of the day. We've got $100 worth of free fuel for Sam in Singleton, who spotted somebody eating their toenails on a plane.
Yuck, yuck, yuck. I hope you're not having your breakfast. And on that note, of course, we will
disgusting.
See you. Yeah, disgusting. Indeed. We will see you tomorrow.
See ya.